Hello, it's Paddy and Rob Palmer with our podcast. It is Tuesday, the 20th of October. It's bloody hot.
Well, it's hot if you're the Central Coast Council.
Oh,
they're under the pump. Looking for a bailout. Should New South Wales bail out Central Coast Council?
Oh, your elitists reckon that the council shouldn't be bailed out. Rob's double booked a holiday with another important event.
Well, it's crucial, I think.
Not really. And Trevor Long, our techspert
from EFTM.com.au, is waiting in the wings.
If Trevor was married to one of my sisters, he wouldn't leave them.
No, probably would never.
Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Good morning, mate.
Was Errol happy till he met you?
Errol, he was such what a demeanour he had.
He was.
Paddy, he was sunshine.
I'm out, love.
He's my brother, Paddy. Like that cartoon, gone. Door slamming, gone.
Nah, I love you like a brother, Paddy. No, I'm sorry.
Respect, brother.
Like a brother.
Former your minor boy, Trevor Long. Hey, Trevor, I believe Telstra has come out swinging. They're slashing prices.
Yeah, this is huge because we don't really think of Telstra as a company that cuts prices, let's be honest. But I think ahead of the iPhone 12 coming out in 5G, Telstra really want to show their market dominance. So, like, I switched to Telstra last week because I wanted to test 5G. I'm paying $65 a month for 80 gigabytes of data. Way too much, but it's the cheapest you can get on 5G. Their $115 plan gives you 180 gigabytes of data, and they have cut $50 per month from that for 12 months for new and existing customers. So you can now pay $65 a month for 180 gigabytes of data and 5G with Telstra. There's no reason why you would choose any other telco or pay more than $65 a month.
That sounds incredible. Just for anyone that doesn't quite fathom 180 gigabytes, because, you know, it's a strange world to me.
Yeah.
That's like...
It's a bloody lot.
2 gigabytes is a two-hour film. Isn't that about right?
That's right. Put it this way. I'm a nerd. I use my phone more than most people. I struggle to use 10, maybe 15 a month, right?
Oh,
so
gee.
It's a lot of data. You'd need to not have Wi-Fi at home or work. You'd need to stream a lot, watch a lot of content on Facebook and Instagram, and you need to really use your phone. And probably you're someone that shares your phone's internet with your computer or your tablet as well. So you've got one SIM card and your computer and your tablet connect to your phone to get internet.
Right.
That's the kind of person that will love this deal.
Trevi, with this deal, like I'm with TPG and you got a package. Is this included in the package or is it just data?
This is just your mobile plan. So
right.
If you're paying off a phone or anything like that, that's all extra. This is just what we call SIM only. So,
yeah.
But if you're with Telstra in any way, shape or form, with your mobile phone, this option is available to you. So you can switch around within the telco to different plans. Or if you're like me, I was with Vodafone last week, paying $65 a month there. Now I'm paying $65 a month with Telstra, but I'm getting a whole stack more. And I'm getting the Telstra network.
And I've got to say, with the Telstra network, compared to other networks, you do have a lot of coverage right around Australia.
A lot of coverage, and if you're thinking about 5G, not that I'm encouraging anyone to get it because, you know, it doesn't make a huge amount of difference, but it is the best I've been testing over the last week, and it is amazing how many places it is in.
Does that 5G make magpies fly backwards?
Yeah, and coronavirus kills bees.
Yeah.
Mate, it's unbelievable. hey, fast movie downloads. Who cares about the magpies?
Well, how about this? Can it identify the humming of a song? What's this happening with Google?
But Google can. You could open up the Google app on an Android phone, and this will come to iOS soon, Apple phones, and you press the little microphone, and instead of speaking to Google and, you know, asking questions as you can now, you can just hum a song. And it will recognize
you're the voice.
Yes! Boom, Paddy!
Okay, who needs Google? Okay. Give me another one.
What if you're tone deaf?
That's all I've got.
What if you're tone deaf, Trev?
It's pretty darn good, Rob. I mean, I think it could recognize Paddy.
Can I test the limits of its ability? Here we go. Paddy, hum a song. Let's see if anyone on 13, 27, 10, can you guess what he's humming?
Imagine you just turned on the radio. I mean, you've got in your car,
straight
a long day work ahead, and you're like, geez, what's happened to Triple M?
Just reversed into your letterbox.
That was born to run.
Oh,
Trams like us.
Paddy, that was not born to run.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, not even Google. Can all right,
but anyway, Google can. That's a fun party trick if you've got an Android phone, and it'll be on the Google app on Apple phones soon.
Hey, Trev, we were sitting around having dinner the other night, and everyone said, "Oh, what we're looking for, what we want for Christmas." And I said, "I wouldn't mind a drone." And right. That was the response, and the kids then had a go at where it would end up and everything. Mate, are those ones that you buy from Kmart and that, are they okay?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good for the kids. Oh, my son, my 8 and 9-year-old's got one for flying around the house and mucking around. But if you want to, you know, take it up and get some beautiful photos from the sky, looking down on, you know, the coastline, or you go country over the Christmas break and get some photos of the landscape, you've really got to, get a DJI. That's the only brand to buy. They're the best drones, and they're stunning, but they are expensive, mate.
How much?
Oh, you're talking, you know, $1,000 upwards.
Oh,
right.
Oh, jeez.
That's too much for Paddy to start looking over the fence.
Yeah. It was maybe for the neighbours in the pool. That was the reason why I wanted it.
Okay.
You're just going to have to get your iPhone out
again. Set it on
air,
Rob. You know.
I don't know what to do with him, Trev.
All right. We all knew what he was thinking, but we didn't think he'd say it on air. Do you remember that day when Paddy's last day was good?
Yeah, I remember that day.
All right, Trevor.
And we had lunch.
From EFTM.com.
Who's that knocking? Oh, it's the police.
Oh, okay. Got to go. All right, Trevor Long. From EFTM.com.au.
What's happened is Greta, our 6-year-old, she's been training hard.
Feverishly.
All year for a dance class she does, right? Anyway, so before COVID, we booked a holiday for Easter, and then they cancelled it. They said, you can't do the holiday, right? It was a holiday just up the coast a little bit.
Yep.
And so we said, right, we'll defer it. And they said, you can do it later in the year. I said, no worries. Okay, bang, and we locked it in for December.
Couple of more days off, yeah, part-time Palmer.
Hey, you book a holiday with your family. I think sometimes you just don't put your family first sometimes. So, you know. anyway, so we booked for December. And now, all of a sudden, I get a message on my email saying, oh, Greta has a dance recital on the same weekend that we are going to be away for the family holiday. She's been busting a gut all year.
Mate, can I tell you?
What do I do?
The recital's about a minute. You got to pay for the costume.
It's not a minute. It's 6 months of her life. If you're a kid,
it's a minute on stage.
Oh, you are so heartless. And what then, about if you played rugby all year for a grand final, you get to the grand final and your mum and dad go, sorry, we can't make it. We're going to be away.
The grand final goes for about 70 minutes. The recital only go for a minute.
No, it'll go for 4 long hours.
Oh, yeah, for 4 hours. But and generally, yours will be in the second half towards the end, and you go,
They'll have a locked door policy.
You'll be in the bubble.
You know when you're walking out of a recital and people shame look you?
And at the start,
no one's allowed to leave the dance while my dance is on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they
I'm just getting a coffee.
And then all the helicopter pilots are.
So what do I do? I just don't know what to do.
Holiday. Go the holiday.
Oh, do I? Hello, Anne from Saratoga.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
Look, easy. I'm really, really good. And look, I've got the solution because it wasn't your fault that you cancelled or postponed the first time, Rob. It was because of bloody COVID.
Yep.
So, we've all been through this, and they will let you change your holiday date again because it wasn't your fault you had to postpone the first time.
Wow.
Oh, no, he's booked already his holidays to have his days off away from me already.
I'll just move.
It's part-time Palmer. You know, we're kind of used to it.
Hold on.
So, Anne, what are you saying? See, as it is, Anne, I see what you're saying. So I'm taking like 3 days off in December from work. So I should just actually move the holiday and take an extra day or two off work. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, actually, yeah. I'm hearing you because. I mean, surely that, you know, Paddy can cope without you.
How many days do you want off,
Anne, that's a great idea. No, because that way I can support my young 6-year-old's dream and I can execute the family holiday as planned, and all it means
dream
is
of what?
I just am away from work for a little bit longer.
So, Anne, if you had the choice.
Paddy, let's be honest here. You do most of the work anyway.
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, now I'm feeling so much better now, Annie.
Stop struggling, man.
Thank you, Annie. We've got Anonymous with us. G'day, Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous.
Oh, good morning. Children's dreams are hard to break.
Yes, all right. I know.
It's so hard to break. Put in all that work. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think, Rob, that you've just got to go to the recital with the child.
Yeah. And all the helicopter parents, here they are, hovering around. My daughter's better than yours. My kid's better than yours.
I'm with you, Anonymous, I think. I really feel like I should do it.
You can't break the child's dream. And in regards to the other part of this problem that you have, you've got your friend transfer the holiday into his name.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Gerard and family. And take some time off, Paddy. Put your feet up.
Oh. yes. So
you do look like you need a holiday.
You have got it solved. So you go to the dance recital. You give me the holiday. I need a few days off. Oh, Anonymous.
It's not like I'm running Central Coast Council. I don't have to be at work. I can take time off.
That's a win-win, I think, for Paddy.
Thank you.
For you too. Don't break the child's heart. Please don't break the child's heart.
All right.
Thank you. Give
that holiday.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah, thank you, Anonymous. So you just hand that holiday over, buddy, and I will tell you how good it is. Where am I going? Coffs Harbour?
Don't know. I'm going to ring your wife, Kirsten, and discuss it with her first.
Yesterday, Knob Guts, who I work with, because what happened?
What's gone wrong?
You know exactly what happened. He thought he'd do this little practical joke, right? And so he took the keys out of my bag.
Hey, this is news to me.
You did so. I know you did. And so he hid them.
No, I never did.
You did. Anyway, I couldn't find them. And I'm really pedantic about my keys, my credit card, and also my phone.
Get your list out.
And I know I put them in my bag. And, Rob, whether you organised it or you did it yourself, but anyway, what happened in this practical gag gone wrong was that when you ripped the keys out, my headphones were attached to it because they just, always wrap around and have broken. So you owe me a pair of new headphones, pal.
I am flattered that you believe
you did it.
I care so much about you that I would play a practical joke.
You were the perp. So you or whoever, your little cronies around here, you owe me a set of new
cronies.
You do. You owe me a set of new headphones.
I have a stride that says I'm out of here, and I left before you yesterday.
Nah.
And that was the last I thought of you.
This is how we mature. Instead of being very creative and sort of trying to get someone with a gag like with I did with John Paul Young, you resort to, while the person's not there, coward.
Jeez, I tell you what, people in glass houses shouldn't throw
Take the keys out of someone's bag and hide them and think it's funny.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You did so. HSC starts today. English is on.
Oh, HSC English. Yeah. That reminds me of when we were at school when the HSC was on, because guys would start driving their cars to school.
Yeah.
And we'd get to school. One of the guys we went to school with drove a yellow mini minor, tiny little thing, but he was like the inside centre for first grade in the footy. And you just go, it just didn't look right. So anyway, Adam Coleman.
Good morning, Adam.
If you're listening. Anyway, he got to school in his mini minor, and 10 of us went down there and picked up his car and hid it. It's come back. He thought someone had stolen his car at the end of the day. We're just rolling around laughing.
See, that's funny. That's a practical gag. That's funny. Not stealing keys from someone's bag.
Please.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Thought we'd get all political on you today.
Yeah.
God.
Now focus, Paddy.
Okay, focus. Because in the news, Central Coast News briefing with Emmy Mack, she did this story.
Central Coast Council is accusing the state government of abandoning the coast as it scrambles to plug an $89 million budget black hole. Despite promising to send independent experts to help council get its finances in order, the Office of Local Government is now apparently refusing to follow through.
I love Emmy's voice, just saying. She's a great newsreader.
Yeah, great newsreader.
So a question on the forum this morning, is it the New South Wales government's responsibility to bail out the Central Coast Council?
What, because they're going, oh, we couldn't do it, give us some money. No.
They were the ones. The New South Wales government were the ones who made the councils merged, mate. They made the Gosford.
The councils merged all over the country.
Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't. Some did. And clearly it hasn't worked, has it?
$89 million isn't just a result of a merged council.
But I look at it
as a result of other things.
I look at it and I go, if the state government is going to give, what was it, $60 million to build the break wall at Wombe to protect the residents' house, in then saying, oh, it's going to protect the infrastructure. You're going to give $60 million there, but you're not going to help bail out the council, which you made merge.
How do you learn if someone just keeps hand over fist covering up your mistakes?
I'm just saying.
Someone goes, oh, I'm $89 million in debt. You go, oh, look, Dad, can you just pay for this? Mm-hmm. And he goes, yep, sure, there you go. And you go, oh.
Can you see the inconsistency?
And then you go out and make the same mistake again.
Can you see the inconsistency in there?
Don't you need to learn?
We'll protect the residents' houses at Wombe Beach. We'll give 60 or something million dollars, but we won't help the council out for 89 million.
There was no human error involved at...
Well, there was with Wombe Beach. Well, yeah, they shouldn't have built there.
G'day there, Clint from Chittaway Point.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you think? Is it the New South Wales government's responsibility to bail out the Central Coast Council?
Definitely not. And I just want to add that I've got some inside knowledge because I did do some contracting at the council last year for some time.
Yeah, right. Okay, an exclusive.
Yeah, so there is... it's quite mind-blowing how that place is ran. The current job losses, there's that much deadwood in there that have been, you know, there for 20, 30 years. No one's getting performance managed. They're not delivering on what they should be. And then you've got this bloated, you know, organisation that just holds all these people that don't do anything for the community. So you've got, it's just really poorly managed, and that giving them more money and bailing them out isn't going to solve the problem. Someone needs to go through there and really, with a fine tooth, you know, really restructure that organisation and get it running how it should. That's my view.
All right. I like that view. I mean, if you ditch class at school, you get a detention. They need some sort of detention to help them learn that they can't just run a mess and get away with it and have a government bail them out.
100%. And who has ever worked for a place or an organisation where they get performance managed? I'll give you one example. And I heard this just the other day. There's a depot on the Central Coast where one guy turns up, he refuses to work. So instead of, he's an old guy who's been there for 20 plus years, instead of giving him the sack because they feel sorry for him, they hire a contractor to come in and do his job, and he just goes over and paints fence pickets and does whatever he wants.
Oh,
this is the sort of stuff that happens to council, and they don't have the nerve to hire all the deadwood that's been there because the unions are too strong. Like, I'm pro-union as well, but it's ridiculous that you can't hire someone who just refuses to do their job. We just hope that they leave. This is the mentality.
Clint,
like, no one runs like this, yeah.
Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you, Clint.
If there's one thing in your life, on your bucket list, you've got to do is this.
Well, while you're on your way to that thing, why not subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast? You'd be able to stay up to date.
Has anyone actually subscribed?
I've got a cousin, James.
Okay, all right then.
He may have.